We all have our golden hour, our time to de-stress and reflect. To reach new levels of calm and contentment, check out Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and a brighter mood. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids, rich and bold, or when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. To learn more or to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, my favorite time of the week because I get to have an exciting dialogue with our nutrition in residence, Layla Mutin. That's why we call it our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein you send questions to questions@drhoffman.net. Yes. We want to get questions for Q&A with Layla. We also want to get questions for our radio program. If you want to have your question read live on the radio program, then I'll answer it. 877-726-8255 is the number. And you can record a question or you can call during the program. It's on Saturdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. That number again, 877-726-8255. And how are you doing, Layla?
Okay, Dr. Hoffman, I can't believe it's the end of August.
Yeah, it's really...
It's really something.
It's really breezed by. Mm-hmm. Part of the reason it's breezed by for me is that during those sort of long, languid days of summer, I spent some of them in Iceland.
Yeah.
And so kind of blew through some of the dog days of August.
Yeah, where you had much cooler weather.
Yeah, it was nighttime temperatures in the 40s, daytime temperatures in the 50s, you know, cloudy, sometimes drizzly. But it was a nice respite from the summer. So here I am back to celebrate the last vestiges of summer, which are going to be with us for, you know, quite a few months.
Oh, sure.
That's the way it is here in the Northeast. It can be, you know, 100 degrees in October.
Yeah.
So, we have a bunch of questions. Again, questions come to questions@drhoffman.net. And, before I get to questions, I just want to, remind you that we still have a Save Our Supplements campaign. And you might think that this is an exercise in futility because you know how it is. The government is so unresponsive. So for example, we had hearings, as case in point. They're talking about congestion pricing for New York City.
Oh my God.
I happen to live right in the congestion pricing zones in Manhattan. So every time I go back and forth to my apartment in a car, I'm going to have to pay like $23.
Yeah.
This hasn't come into effect, but they've been having public hearings.
Mm-hmm.
And the public hearings, everybody is against it. Like 93% of people who's, you know, they're passionately against it. And so.
Feel bad for the truck drivers.
So the net effect of it is that they will probably enact congestion pricing anyway. And they'll say, hey, we had the hearings.
Yeah.
You had a chance to speak your mind. We still think it's a good idea. So a lot of people are very frustrated with participatory democracy.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a form of participatory democracy we like. So if you go to drhoffman.com/ANA. That stands for the Alliance for Natural Health, an organization of which I'm the medical director. It's an organization that fights for access to therapies of our choice, supplements of our choice.
Very health
important
freedom.
Because there's a lot of infringements on health freedom these days, including, you know, truthful information about COVID, disinformation that's being labeled and so on. And there's a California law that's actually going to be voted on, which is going to prohibit medical disinformation by doctors. Doctors will be penalized for not towing the party line on whether it's COVID or it's statins or what, you know, whatever.
1984 is here.
Yeah. But California is always, as it's the state that's leading the pack towards
socialism.
Towards call it socialism, call it fascism.
Yeah.
Call it totalitarianism.
Yes.
In one form or another.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But here's some good news, is that your efforts have made an impact because,
yes.
For example, NAC was about to be stricken off the list and Amazon stopped distributing NAC. They mm-hmm. they took off all the NAC sites.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the FDA has said, we're not going to do anything about it for now. We reserve the right eventually to do something about it, but NAC is back on Amazon
mm-hmm.
and the supplies are coming back online. For example, FullScript, which is our online dispensary, you can get NAC.
Yeah.
It's a very valuable supplement, especially in light of COVID, because it's very important to build up glutathione as
yes.
a defense against viral disease.
I take it.
Yep. If you have to take Tylenol while you're sick, you should absolutely take NAC. So NAC is back. There's another thing that's the main campaign is about mandatory product listing, which means that every supplement company has to submit very burdensome documentation to the FDA every time they introduce mm-hmm. a supplement. And that will drive out some of the small, nimble companies.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like mandatory product listing, which looked like it was going to sail to approval because it's linked to an FDA appropriations bill that piggybacked.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a, like, you've got to, you know, we must approve appropriations for the FDA. And, oh, by the way, let's have mandatory product listing. There are a lot of senators and congressmen who are saying, look, let's just deal with the FDA. And let's make sure they have their appropriations because we don't want the FDA to go out of business.
Yeah.
And we'll do this other bill separately. Why put them together?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a fairly decent chance we can prevent MPL, mandatory product listing,
yeah.
from being approved this year in this Congress.
Wow.
So your voices are being heard, although you
it's
may
making
get,
a difference.
You may get discouraging form letters like we did. You know, they're totally off the mark.
Thank you for contacting me. If this is an immigration issue, please call this number. It has nothing to do with what I just wrote to you about. Wow.
Wow. Yeah, I know. But some legislators are paying attention. They
yeah.
think they're going to lose votes on this one. They're up for re-election. They don't want to put themselves at risk of, you know, look, we're in a minority as supplement devotees, but we form a large constituency and we can have an impact on elections. And, you know, why lose
Absolutely.
An election? These guys reason over such a trivial matter.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, they're not all in on this.
Yeah.
Unless you're fanatical like Dick Durbin, you know, he's always had an axe to grind against the supplement industry.
Yeah.
And he won't let up. But, it's not an exercise in futility. Go to drhoffman.com/ANH.
We have strength in numbers.
Yeah.
And we really do.
Before we get to questions, by the way, I want to commend you on the podcast that you did, and you did something unusual. There's so much information on the subject. You have to do two podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to record part two either later today or tomorrow, but it might go to part three.
Wow.
Because everything I'm reading there, I'm weighing in on.
Yeah.
I'm sidebarring on. And I'm all of that. So by the time I get to, you know, it's like a 15-page document. By the time I go a couple of pages, you know, my 25 minutes are up. So it's like, stay tuned
yes.
for now, part two.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and let's remind people of the theme because it's a very important theme.
Yes.
And it's a really surprising proposition,
mm-hmm.
which is...
Statin therapy is not warranted for a person with high LDL cholesterol on a low carbohydrate diet.
Wow.
This is groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's groundbreaking.
So we do advocate the low carbohydrate diet. Now,
yes.
We cannot say that we are LDL nihilists, that LDL doesn't matter ever. It might matter in someone who has demonstrated a propensity to cardiovascular disease.
Sure. And oxidized LDL still matters.
Yeah. So, yeah. But what essentially what this guy's saying, who is the author of this?
Oh, many authors of this. David Diamond, Benjamin
David
Bickman,
Diamond, who
Paul Mason.
On Twitter, he goes by the moniker @LDLSkeptic.
Oh.
And so if you can
nice handle.
Withstand the stent and the venom and you want to wade forth into Twitter, you know, and you need, you know, protective gear to go there.
Oh, my.
You can garner nuggets of wisdom from people like David Diamond, who's the LDL skeptic.
Wow.
But anyway, go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. So it's the whole premise of how it's not always about the LDL. There are other markers to look at and how hyperinsulinism insulinemia. These are more appropriate risk
information
factors.
Is all.
Anything associated with the metabolic right. syndrome is so, much more important than the LDL by itself.
So, and there is a tendency, we must admit, that yeah. when people go on, say, a paleo diet or a ketogenic diet.
Or a Whole 30. Yeah.
LDL can sometimes go up.
Yes.
Admitted.
It could either stay the same or go up.
Yep.
However, yep. the particle size becomes more desirable.
Right.
A big pattern A, fluffy, buoyant, less atherogenic
particle. You just had a patient like that, right?
Yes.
And you talked to her about diet.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
But she was concerned that her particle size, the LDL particles, were a little small,
mm-hmm.
and she has some atherosclerotic risk.
Yes.
But ultimately, this is an 81-year-old woman
yeah.
who does not have cardiovascular disease.
Yeah.
She's doing fine. She has a little bit of plaque per
yeah.
score.
Yeah, minimal.
Studies do not show any conclusive benefit to asymptomatic women without heart disease who
yeah.
have merely high LDL
yeah.
to go on a statin. In fact, there are more downsides than upsides.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. True.
And then the survival statistics on elevated LDL, what do they say?
Well, if you have a total cholesterol of 268 or 283, you're probably going to live longer than everybody.
Right.
So
if you have surmounted those critical years where people get premature cardiovascular disease.
Right.
Like a man who's had a heart attack at 48, maybe that's somebody to watch out for.
Oh, totally. Absolutely.
But
not for primary prevention, which is somebody who's never had a cardiac
yes,
event.
Yes.
It's not just for, just in case, because your cholesterol is 202. Oh, my goodness.
So we're distinguishing primary prevention, which is, you have a high cholesterol, but you're fine. We want to prevent heart disease.
Yeah.
Statins are not that helpful. And I interviewed a guy mm-hmm. yesterday, Dr. John Abramson,
mm-hmm.
Who is a conventional family practitioner, but also a critic of the drug industry. He's written a book called Sickening
mm-hmm.
Lately, which is a criticism of the heavy marketing and sleight of hand in the studies and research and the FDA approval process for drugs.
Uh-huh.
And he has a whole chapter on statins. Mm-hmm. And he's not averse to prescribing statins,
yeah.
as we say, for secondary prevention.
Absolutely.
In other words,
absolutely.
After you have had cardiovascular disease.
Yeah.
But there's a weak case for primary prevention, particularly women.
Yes.
Especially in senior women.
Right. It has a tendency to cause type 2 diabetes.
Yeah.
And people wind up with vitamin K deficiencies. So there is an amount, there are some scientists saying it lowers the vitamin K. So it's actually causing the plaque. The statin mm-hmm. is causing the plaque by making us vitamin K deficient.
So it seems
it's messing
same,
with our vitamin K.
The same interference. Yeah. As with CoQ10,
right.
occurs with vitamin K symptoms.
Yes, yeah. yes, yes.
Because it's the mevalonic
acid. It's almost like, if I could jump to, if it's almost like the statin is creating the metabolic syndrome, which is the cause of the atherosclerosis.
Right. So, look. And
it's come full circle.
Again, don't get me wrong, there's a place for statins.
Absolutely,
there is. I sometimes urge
absolutely.
Patients to
yes.
adhere to a program,
mm-hmm.
but much overprescribed in our humble opinion.
Right.
So next, let's get to questions. Actually, a good point at which to pause and allow one
yes.
of the sponsors a brief window of opportunity to share an important message with you. So here goes. Listen up.
Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43%, and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or, to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors and Intelligent Medicine.
And by the way, Layla, how do people listen to your podcast?
Oh, they go to drhoffman.com and download it. It's typically uploaded there on site on Fridays.
Right. I'm listening to more and more podcasts these days and other people's podcasts because I can learn by listening to other people. And it's so easy. I have an Apple device. I have an iPad and I have an iPhone. And what you do is you just go to podcasts. There's an app and you press that. And then you can just search for the one you want.
Yeah.
And so you just find and just put in the search box, intelligent medicine, and then it appears. And then you hit a plus, and then you are subscribed.
Yes.
And then you don't have to listen to it. It's not forcing it. It just keeps appearing there. And then when I'm walking or when I'm driving, because now I have CarPlay in my car, it's pretty cool. I like these long drives. I mean, I can listen to the radio. I can listen to music. But like the talk shows are so obnoxious.
Some of them,
after a while, it's like, I heard it. Okay, I heard one show and then the other show amplifies the message and the other show amplifies the message all day long.
Yeah.
Like political talk. So let me learn something.
Sure.
Or maybe while I'm cooking or something like that,
absolutely.
I can listen.
Yeah.
Background.
You don't have to watch it. That's the nice thing. You could do whatever activity you're doing, stay on the treadmill, on your bike or anything and still listen to a podcast. I love them.
Yeah.
I think they're great.
Good. All right. Yeah. So, don't Google Layla on that because it's intelligent.
It's intelligent medicine.
Right.
Yes. That's you might get any Layla in the world. Who knows?
You might get Eric Clapton.
You might get Eric Clapton. Exactly.
Right. that's the famous song Layla. By the way, he's playing at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, are you going? You just went to see Billy Joel.
I'm tempted.
How's Billy Joel concert?
Oh my goodness. Okay. I don't want to be the music. I mean, it was wonderful. And what was wonderful about it was I booked the Billy Joel concert in 2019.
Yes. Before lockdown.
Before we knew from COVID.
Yeah.
And I was intending, it was scheduled for like March or April of 2020. And you know what happened?
Mm-hmm.
It got blown away. Then they postponed it to like the next January. Then they postponed it to the next fall. Then they postponed it to the next spring. And so this is after
fourth time's a charm.
So now 18,000 plus people.
Yeah.
99% of them without masks.
Fantastic.
And even the ones with masks took their masks off eventually.
Yeah.
And just boogied to the music of, and you know,
that's
mostly
great.
People tried to sit down and everybody's on their feet dancing. And it was just great because it really demarcated for me personally and for a lot of people, the end of COVID.
Yes.
Now I know.
COVID, time for joy.
Yeah. It's like enough already.
Yeah.
Let's normalize.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let's gather. Let's normalize. The energy was fantastic. It's a multi-generational thing.
Yes. Thing Billy Joel.
There are kids there who were not born when those songs were written late 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, they knew the words.
Yep.
They were singing the words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was kind of a sing-along because you knew the words.
Yeah.
You know.
Terrific. Terrific. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was great.
Wow.
So, a morale booster, definitely. For New York. Very much a New York vibe.
Exactly. And, of course, he played New York State of Mind, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's a must.
Yep.
That's a must. Oh, my gosh. So on to question, let's see here. We have from Bonnie. Hello, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. I recently heard you share some information that Dr. Alan Gaby passed along in his Townsend letter column about 6 grams of L-arginine a day being helpful.
That's the pirate amino acid. L-arginine.
L-arginine. Right.
L-arginine.
Being helpful with ED. Now, I'm sure she means erectile dysfunction, not necessarily endothelial dysfunction, although they
are related. Yes.
They're related.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to find if there were any downsides for long-term use of this, and I found this article, and this is way back from 2006, which indicated that on a trial with heart attack survivors who took 9 grams a day, there were more deaths in the L-arginine group than in the placebo group. I wanted to hear your comments. And at a recent conference, the North Carolina Integrative Medicine Society, there was a presentation on nitric oxide And it was mentioned that men over 60 don't benefit much from L-arginine in terms of increasing nitric oxide production.
Okay, so in terms of nitric oxide chemistry, which is a very complex subject, there are three ways to increase nitric oxide. One is you can use phosphodiesterase inhibitors like Viagra, Cialis, Levitra. Mm-hmm. What they do is they block the breakdown of nitric oxide. Mm. So it builds up to higher levels. So you increase the levels and thereby you get erections. Mm-hmm. But also Viagra has been proposed for Alzheimer's disease.
Alzheimer's?
This is kind of the new thing. Because it increases cerebral circulation.
Wow.
Okay. Uh-huh. So you get double your pleasure, double your fun. And so,
and maybe your memory will come back too.
Right. You'll remember to have sex.
Right.
Then there's another way, which is via the dietary nitrates, which is the Berkeley Life product that is our sponsor.
Yeah.
And what that is that there are dietary components that are found in especially beets, arugula, green leafy vegetables,
celery,
certain other foods that are dietary nitrates. By the way, and they use celery powder as an alternative to sodium nitrite.
Yes. For bacon, in cold cuts. In bacon.
And it keeps it red because you don't want to buy gray bacon.
No.
So what nitrates do is they make it look more appealing.
Yes.
But you don't need to use a chemical. You can use the celery powder
or celery juice.
Yep. So anyway, that will increase nitric oxide because it promotes, it's a building block for nitric oxide. It through mass action, which is a known chemical mechanism, it enhances and drives the production of nitric oxide and has been shown to have a lot of benefits for heart, brain, for sexual performance, potentially and athletic performance.
Yes.
And that's why I like the product.
Yeah.
And blood pressure. Absolutely blood pressure.
Yeah.
And then another pathway is that the amino acids arginine and ornithine can promote nitric oxide.
And citrulline?
Citrulline is more than ornithine.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
So there are some ED over-the-counter products that contain arginine and citrulline. Problem is you have to take a lot of arginine to get those effects. So the study that Al Gaby cited shows 6 grams.
Mm-hmm.
So 6 grams, that would be like 12 500 milligram pills you'd have to take to get that benefit. That's a lot of arginine.
Yeah.
According to a study in 2006 that was prematurely discontinued because the men taking the arginine experienced more deaths than the placebo group. So they kind of halted the study.
Yeah.
It suggests there may be harms in taking arginine, but that was kind of an outlier. Most studies show either it doesn't do much for ED, it doesn't do much for cardiovascular prevention or blood pressure.
And this was done on 153 heart attack survivors.
Right.
Right.
Which would be certainly a group that we want to see some benefit.
Sure.
The old drug nitroglycerin.
Yes.
Works on the nitric oxide principle. And it's the kind of thing where, you know, there's like the old movies where like the murder is that they swap out somebody's nitroglyceride tablets. And when they have like chest pain, they take a ineffective pill and they die. It's like Agatha Christie type murder plot.
Mm-hmm.
That's nitroglycerin, but nitroglycerin also can give you headaches. It can make you feel lightheaded, you know, or drop you down. So an interesting application of nitroglycerin is that it can be applied in suppositories or in a cream applied directly for hemorrhoids.
Oh, wow.
So it actually may, because it improves circulation, but you have to be careful that the first time you apply it, it doesn't drop your blood pressure. Because it's
you
pass out.
Sure.
So it's well.
You don't want to do that while driving your car, or
you don't want to apply anything rectally while driving your car. Just
a lot of people multitask while they're driving, but that should not be one of the things
they do, and it's a major cause of road accidents.
Absolutely.
Doing inappropriate things while driving.
Yep.
Okay, so we won't go too far down that rabbit hole.
No.
Okay.
All right.
So the question was: is it harmful? No, there's not a lot of evidence that's harmful. You might have to take a lot to get that benefit.
Yeah.
And so that's why like the dietary nitrates, because you only have to take two pills to get the efficacy.
Mm-hmm.
And then eat a diet rich in dietary nitrates.
Yeah.
So like for me, it's like an celery
juice,
celery.
Beets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember celery juice, celery soda?
No.
You're too young to remember. It was a popular
drink. There was a celery soda?
Celery soda. Well, you'd get it at a deli. You know, you'd have it with your pastrami sandwich, celery soda. You're actually too young to remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember such a product at all.
Yeah.
Wow.
Celery soda. So it was like a celery flavored soda. Go figure. But it was
Did
popular
it taste
in
good?
Delis.
Not particularly. I can imagine that could... Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Because celery salt is distinct. It's a nice...
It's a little tangy. Yeah. So I prefer the dietary nitrate route.
Yeah.
And it's easy to take, relatively inexpensive.
Eat a salad.
Take two in the morning.
Right, right.
And then augment your intake with dietary nitrates.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay.
So, yep.
Bonnie, thank you for that. We have a question from Dan. I've developed aphasia, which obviously affects my speech. It's not due to a stroke, but it's the progressive type. Is there some protocol which can help, or am I just doomed to progressive neurological deterioration? I'm 80 years old and in good health otherwise. He says, I can't believe that. Yeah.
He wrote it, huh? That's pretty together because it affects the language center of the brain.
Hmm.
And it may be the result of a stroke, commonly,
yeah.
But it could also be some progressive neurological disease.
Right.
He doesn't specify what neurological disease he has.
No.
These aphasias are also related to dementia.
Okay.
And, you know, certainly they can be age-related or they can be part of a result of a circulatory problem. And what's interesting is that other brain areas are intact because he was able to write this.
Yeah.
So
he says, I followed your advice for decades and I try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, diet, exercise, supplements. So this came out of the blue. And as my dad said, something's going to get you eventually. And I guess it's my turn to pay the piper.
Well, he's very articulate.
Yeah. Thank you, doctor, for all your valuable. It's a neurological, it appears.
He does not have expressive.
No.
Difficulties in writing.
Yeah.
But he has expressive difficulties in formulating language, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I would say anything that supports brain function. You know, we mentioned nitric oxide. I think that would be plausible. There's actually that Viagra connection. Perhaps even prescription for a long-acting phosphodiesterase inhibitor like Cialis or tadalafil is the medical name. Would be something worth trying. I mean, it's off-label application of a drug.
Wow.
You know, that's an innovative treatment. Then, you know, there's like more DHA and, vinpocetine and things that I like, coenzyme Q10, NAD,
Bacopa, phosphatidylserine maybe?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ginkgo even.
Ginkgo.
You know,
yeah.
And it's all wrapped in things. And, you know, there's even some suggestion that a ketogenic diet can be good for cognition and health. But again, I don't know what his condition is.
Right.
When he has some progressive neurological condition.
Your brain may prefer
the ketones. There is this
thing,
an entity which is specifically primary progressive aphasia. It's a form of dementia, I'm reading from Wikipedia, that has some symptoms closely related to several forms of aphasia. Gradual loss in language functioning, while other cognitive domains are mostly preserved, which we're seeing this. Guy's, nice
sharp
presentation of the problem.
Yeah.
Word finding difficulties and, it can be, it is not caused by circulatory problem like a stroke.
Yeah.
Or,
Because it's neurological, it's alpha lipoic.
Yes. Yes.
Make sure B12 levels are where they should be.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. B6 too.
Right.
All the bees. Dan, we wish you best of luck.
But, would I refuse to see a patient like this and say, you know, it's hopeless? No, I would apply some of these things, but a little bit on a wing and a prayer, because it is a progressive neurological disease that has some relentlessness. But
if the progression may be slowed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
To retain some degree of ability to express oneself. But what's interesting is he's got a workaround because. Mm-hmm. While he may have difficulty formulating words, verbally,
types fine.
He can, you know, he can communicate beautifully.
Yeah, there's no typos here either. Wow.
Wow. Very
terrific, Dan.
So it just shows how localized to the brain certain functions are.
Yeah.
And other parts are spared. And that's a characteristic of primary progressive aphasia, is that it's one place and the rest is relatively unscathed.
Okay. The language area of the brain.
It's called the Broca's area.
Broca's area. You think he'd be helped by thiamine, vitamin B1 or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dan, best of luck to you. Thank you for writing us. This comes...
So, give us a preview of what's going to be in part two, because we're coming to a break.
Is it possible to be allergic to sugar?
Mm-mm. Good question.
I get an extremely sore throat whenever I eat sugar.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Interesting. Let's tackle that question when we return. I'm Dr. Ron Hobb today with Layla Mutin, who is our resident nutritionist. And questions come to questions@drhoffman.net for future episodes. This is our weekly Q&A with Layla and part of our Intelligent Medicine podcast series.